So this algorithm uses the spread function, which is a Fortran 90 function, which has an argument called dim, which is essentially the dimension in which you want it to be replicated. So xi is replicated in the third dimension, and xj is replicated in the second dimension. So the rule is that when you remove that replicated dimension, you get back the original array. So xj, when you remove the second dimension, gets you back x, which says it's replicated in the second dimension. So that's why I said xi and xj are just transposed with respect to each other between dimensions 2 and 3, which is actually the diagram in your foils is incorrect. The xi's are labeled incorrectly. They're correct. This web version is correct. I'll run you off a new paper version. So you can see the so you can see, if you like, the good or the bad features, because we have a very simple formula, A equals G star D over R cubed, for the acceleration, but at the cost of making A, G, D, and R all three-dimensional arrays, whereas, and also M is a two-dimensional array,